I'd like to call the February 4th, 2021 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. Thank you. Commissioners present are Jim Duggan from DBWD, myself, Dave Judah from Hillsborough, and Laura Mitchell as the City of Beaverton Alternative Commissioner on behalf of Lacey Beatty, who was called away on an emergency. Ms. Branton, will you conduct the roll call for the record?
Thank you, Chair Judah. Please respond when I call your name. Our commissioners are present and accounted for. Tom Hickman.
I am here.
Thank you. Clark Balfour.
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
Paul Matthews.
Here.
Justin Carlton. Carrie Peck.
Here.
Joel Carey.
I'm here.
Matt Oglesby.
Present.
Nikki Iverson. Chris Wilson.
Here.
Lee Lindsay. Eric Hillema.
Present.
Chad Lynn.
I am here.
Thank you. David Winship. Patrick O'Claire. Susan Cole. All right, and we have Dave Kraska. And Joel Bennett is also here. Bill Vanderveer.
I'm here.
Thank you. Mike Bridge.
Present.
Thank you, Mike. Christina Walters.
Here.
Lisa Houghton.
Present.
And I believe Debbie Carper is with us.
Yes,
here. Have anyone? Thank you, Debbie. Do we have anyone else attending? Thank you. That concludes the roll call.
All right. Thank you very much. First item on our agenda today is a general manager's report, and Mr. Kraska will present that general manager's report.
Thank you, Chair Judah, commissioners. So as with all of our general manager's reports in the beginning of these meetings, we always start with a safety moment. So let's go ahead and do that. The safety moment today is wherever you are, be there. And so this is about paying attention to what you're doing as you're doing it. So next slide, please. So keeping your eyes and mind focused on the task at hand can reduce risk of injuries to you and those around you. Just say no to distractions. Next slide. So, and we can probably all reflect on where we've had this happen to us. You grab a file folder and you slice your hand, or you knock over a coffee cup you were trying to pick up, try to sit down and the chair wasn't really there, or you hammer your finger instead of the nail, and you drive through a light and you wonder to yourself if it was really red or green. So these are all examples of things where we should probably be paying closer attention to what we're doing. Next slide, please. And so there are various states that can lead to errors, which change less risk to more risk. And those states could include things where we're rushing or frustrated or we're fatigued or we're complacent. And in those states, those can lead to errors such as your eyes aren't on the task, or your mind isn't on the task, or you're in the line of fire, such as that hammer and nail example, or you lose your balance or traction or grip. And this changes things that could be minor situations into something that's worse off for you. Next slide, please. So pay attention. When you're doing something, keep your eyes on the task. Focus on what you're doing, reading instructions, labels, and procedures. Use your peripheral vision to be aware of things that are outside of your primary focus. And if you need to look away from what you're doing, just even for a second, make sure that it's safe to do so before you do it. Next slide. Keeping your mind on the task means staying focused on it. Don't get distracted by someone or something. Stay fully engaged and pay attention to what you're doing, and be aware of your body mechanics to stay balanced and on top of what you're doing. Next slide. So tips for doing all of this is to eliminate noises that interfere with your concentration, eliminate distractions, especially when you're driving. Getting plenty of rest to stay away from the fatigue or frustration that we sometimes experience. Maintain a clean working environment, which is easier for some of us than others. And we all have personal challenges that interfere with us sometimes, but try to keep them from interfering with your work. Next slide. So being present physically and mentally can help you stay safe and enable you to react quickly regardless of the activity or the situation. And that concludes the safety moment. So continuing on now with the general manager's report, following up with our approvals and procurements forecast, that's attached to this general manager's report. And it covers the period from January through March of this year. The forecast presents a view of the program activities that have recently been approved or are scheduled for approval over the next 2 months by either myself, the program director, WWSS committees, or the WWSS board. The forecast identifies 7 business items that are anticipated to be on the March board meeting agenda. These include 1 real estate approval, 4 WWSS intergovernmental agreements, 1 contract amendment, 1 service contract approval, and 1 service contract approval by the local contract review board. Joelle will have a staff report on all these anticipated March business agenda items later in this meeting. Regarding our projects planning, permitting, communications updates, land use permits were recently approved for our PLM 4.3, Water Treatment Plant 1.0, and PLW 2.0 projects. A permit application was submitted for our PLM 1.3 project, and land use public notice issued for the PLM 5.3 project. Annual system-wide reports were submitted to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and Oregon Department of State Lands. Permit applications continue to be prepared and submitted for various program projects, including MPE 1.2, RES 1.0, and the U.S. Corps of Engineers DSL Permit Modification Bundle for PLM 4.3, PLW 2.0, Water Treatment Plant Reservoir Minor Modifications. Despite restrictions and modified business practices, the permitting agencies related to COVID-19, our permits continue to be processed in a timely manner. So far, so good on all of that. Regarding our project's design status updates, work continues on multiple design projects, including 11 pipelines, our treatment plant, the distributed control systems, and the terminal storage project. And then, as well, all of these design projects are progressing according to plan. Continuing on now with our project's construction status updates, as with prior months, we still have 6 projects currently in construction. Our raw water facilities project down on the Willamette River by the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant. We're continuing to proceed with the deep soil mixing work at the riverbank. We've constructed pile foundations for electrical improvements in the airburst system and continued caisson construction for the creek crossing. Our PLM 1.1 project, that's our raw water pipeline project just outside the treatment plant property. That project is substantially complete, so that one has come to a successful completion. We've got a few punch list items remain, but otherwise that one is wrapping up. PLM 1.2 is close to wrapping up as well. That's our pipeline project at the north part of City of Wilsonville. On that one, we've completed the annular grouting of the trenchless section, completed and passed the pressure test, and we're preparing to tie into the PLM 3.0 project, which is really a significant milestone. PLM 3.0 project, that was completed probably about 3 years ago now. It's about 3 miles of pipeline in Grahams Ferry Road and up through Southwest 124th Avenue. So that'll be a big event for us. Our PLM 5.1 project, that's our pipeline project in Roy Rogers Road, just south of Shoals Ferry Road. That one, we've installed 87% of our water line for that project, or 6,305 feet. We're continuing on that project with installation of appurtenances and corrosion protection system. Our PLM 5.2 project, that's our pipeline project in Shoals Ferry Road and Tau Flat Road up to Grabhorn. That one is substantially complete as well, so we're wrapping up that one. We're closing the project permits, completing the property restoration, and other punch list items. And then our sixth project, PLM 1.3, that's our finished water pipeline project in the South Hillsborough area. That one, we're continuing the microtunnel shaft construction, and we're beginning installing the 30-inch pipe along Rosedale Road. The good news is, with all of these projects, they all remain on track and are progressing according to plan, and all the contractors are remaining in compliance with the governor's executive order number 20-12 regarding hygiene and social distancing. And before I close this general manager's report, I'd just like to note that on your consent agenda for today's meeting are two items, the minutes from the last meeting, and also just the acceptance of the corrective action plan that resulted from the audit. And we discussed that at our meeting last month. So we think that's basically a formality at this point, accepting that document. But Paul Matthews is available to answer any questions if there are any about that particular item. And with that, I'll conclude my general manager's report.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. If I may make a comment, particularly since we now have a new member on our WWSS board and also stand in for that new member today, I just want to remind everybody that we're really good at using initials that represent much longer names. And we probably should, for a little while, go back to using some of those longer names so that everybody knows what page we're on and exactly what we're talking about. Just a thought on my part.
Appreciate the advice. I'll remember to do that next time.
Faye, I got a text message from Nikki Everson. I'm not sure if she's on yet. She was having trouble connecting, and if nothing else, she was going to call in.
Thank you. I see her phone number. I believe she's here.
All right. The next item on our agenda today is public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board regarding consent agenda or non-agenda items. Public comment on other agenda items is invited as each item is presented. If anyone wishes to comment on a particular item, raise your hand to be recognized as that item is presented. At this time, do we have any persons who would like to comment on the consent items or items not on today's agenda? None appearing, we'll move on to agenda item 3, consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request by motion that an item be removed for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. The two items that we have today is to approve the January 7th, 2021 meeting minutes, which is item A, and item B is to adopt a corrective action plan to address the WWSS Commission audit findings. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented?
This is Commissioner Duggan. I so move that we approve the consent agenda.
And this is Commissioner Mitchell, and I second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to approve the consent item. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Duggan, aye.
All right, there are none opposed. The motion passes. Thank you. Next item on today's agenda is business agenda items. Do we have anybody that wishes to comment? Dave, you're monitoring that?
I can monitor that, and I don't see any comments yet.
Okay. So item 4A is to correct the date of the April 2021 regular WWSS Commission Board meeting from April 2nd, 2021 to April 1st, 2021. Mr. Kraska will present the staff report.
Yep. Thank you, Chair Judah. So this is a fairly minor item, but just one that we need to clean up to button up the record on it. The resolution that took place last summer, I believe it was in the June meeting, setting up the calendar for this calendar year, just had the date in that resolution of April 2nd, when in fact it needed to be April 1st, April 1st being the first Thursday of the month. So all this staff report does is make that correction in a formal way, and we have a recommended statement of motion there in the staff report. And outside of that, I'd be glad to take any questions on this particular item.
Are there any questions at this time? Hearing none, do I have a motion and a second that the regular commission meeting currently approved as April 2nd, 2021 be corrected to April 1st, 2021 for the record?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much. I wanted to encourage you to make sure you state who you are for the record. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Commissioner Duggan, aye.
Commissioner Mitchell, aye.
Thank you. The motion is approved and passes. Item B on the agenda today is to consider approving an amendment to the Real Estate Support Services Contract, number 2017-004 amendment, item four, in the amount of $707,227.85 to HDR Engineering Incorporated for continuation of real estate services for the Willamette Water Supply Program to complete planned property acquisitions. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Chair Judah, and thank you, Commissioners. As you are all well aware, our program real estate acquisition services with HDR as our service provider are well underway. There have been several changes, both additions and reductions to the scope of work for this contract that need to be recognized. These changes alter the scope and the cost net to a proposed $707,000 addition to the contract. This covers services provided January 1st, 2020 through the end of the contract, which is November of 2022. Staff propose accessing funds from management reserve while the baseline budget is under development. With nearly 100 acquisitions remaining to complete, this is a critical period for program real estate activities. Adding the amendment amount to the contract now will prevent us from incurring additional expenses related to preparing interim amendments to rearrange the project funds for the next 6 months of services. Overall, real estate services are a niche service and the quality of service varies greatly in our market. The program competitively procured these services in 2016 with HDR as a successful proposer. Working closely with HDR, we've acquired 300 rights of entry and we've acquired easements on 52 parcels and we've avoided condemnation proceedings on 49 of them. With nearly 100 acquisitions left to complete, we need their expert counsel and professional agents to finish the job. And now we have better perspective on what it will take to finish the job. So the real estate scope of work covers the entire program extent and it includes several discrete services. HDR has secured and continues to secure the hundreds of rights of entries needed for survey, wetland and cultural investigations, geotechnical investigations, and other design related needs. The real estate consultant helps us acquire easements, employing the multi-step property acquisition process that's compliant with federal policy. HDR also secures all the title reports for survey, design, and acquisition purposes, and they process the final easement recordings with the respective county. Our real estate team participates in design team meetings, providing valuable advice to assist in defining the property needs. They push the design teams to justify the proposed take and recommend the smallest practicable need, as well as assessing the potential residential and business impacts of design team decisions. Finally, and less frequently, our real estate team will support us on residential or business relocations when they arise, as well as condemnation support when needed. With just over 50 acquisitions complete today and anticipating 100 more to be completed by the end of November 2022, this proposed Amendment 4 provides more staff time for design report support and property negotiations in the calendar years of 2020, 2021, and 2022. By giving our agents more hours to complete negotiations, we are more likely to bring acquisitions to a close without condemnation, which is a costly and lengthy process. Other changes in Amendment 4 include cleaning up out-of-scope items, such as additional rights of entry, progressing property negotiations with owners, coordinating field work and design team meetings with potential easement holders, providing land use support, providing appraisal support for properties with tax deferrals, and identifying and securing septic system subconsultant services. Amendment 4 recognizes staffing changes at HDR to add Common Street Consulting, allowing the program to retain access to lead real estate staff. We're adapting our real estate or our appraisal review staffing approach and adding the septic system consultant services to the team. Amendment 4 also includes a decrease with appraisal services now managed by our legal team. This additional effort is critical for continuing our successful real estate acquisitions, but it does require an increase to the real estate budget. Each item was carefully reviewed by program staff to make sure it was justified and necessary, and the costs were negotiated to reflect the current level of effort required for successful property acquisition. Staff propose accessing this amount from management reserve. Staff recommend approval of the proposed Amendment 4 with a value of $707,227.85 to allow program real estate acquisition services to proceed without interruption. I'm happy to take any questions.
Do I have any questions for this? Commissioner Duggan, I'll ask you first.
No questions for me. Thank you.
Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Does anybody else wish to ask questions about this? Joelle, I do have one question. On the previous slide, was the last thing you said was you're proposing to take this money out of the management reserves?
Yes.
Thank you.
So real estate is what we call a system-wide activity, which is different than a construction project, which has its own contingency budget. And since system-wide activities don't have contingency funds applied to them, management reserve is our contingency fund. So management reserve right now in our currently approved budget for fiscal year 2021 is $11,728,983, and we have not drawn on it yet this calendar year. So there's sufficient funds for this amendment.
Because HDR is adding a consulting firm to their list to assist them with this process, and it appears that this consulting firm is many former HDR engineering employees, do we have any ethical questions about that?
We've worked with our legal team through all of these changes. They didn't have any conflict of interest concerns. Adding the Common Street staff to the contract really provides a benefit to the program because we didn't have to replace those leads with new staff that hadn't been helping us to date. So it really allowed our processes to continue moving smoothly.
Correct. We didn't have to replace them, but because we had to bring the other consulting firm on, our costs went up.
That is
true. I know there's more than one reason, but certainly that was a major contributing factor, it appears.
It was a contributing factor. It's more time for those lead staff who are critical in the design team meetings and guiding the real estate agent work. And the cost per person is higher at their new firm than at their previous employer.
All right, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments on this? Hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to approve Amendment 4 to the Real Estate Support Services Contract in the amount of $707,227.85 to HDR Engineering Incorporated for continuation of real estate services for the Willamette Water Supply Program to complete planned property acquisitions?
Chair Judah, this is Commissioner Mitchell. So moved.
This is Commissioner Duggan. Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell, aye.
Commissioner Duggan, aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. All right, the next thing on our agenda item today, item C, is consider approving an amendment to the WTP 1.0 design contract in the amount of $705,225.63 to CDM Smith under contract number 2018-014, Amendment 12, for additional design services on the WTP 1.0 project of the Willamette Water Supply Program. Mr. Brish will present the staff report.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Judah, Commissioners. So before I get into the slides, I guess the short story is this came about as a requirement of land use that was conditioned on the water treatment plant just recently, and it's not anything that we were previously aware of. And as mentioned in the previous presentation by Joelle, it's also an item that we expect will be covered through the management reserve. So just to give you a little bit of background, so for the water treatment plant, so WTP is our acronym for water treatment plant. There's a map shown on the slide that represents a portion of our system, and the black dot you see kind of in the middle is where the treatment plant is located. It's just south of 12 Sherwood Road and located on the west side of that blue line. That blue line is our Southwest 124th pipeline that went in the ground about 2 or 3 years ago. So the status of the project is we're just wrapping up 90% design and the review of that and providing comments back to our consultant. As I mentioned, we just went through a land use process with the City of Sherwood and received approval for that in December of 2020. So a lot of hard work by our team went into that and very successful. And that we anticipate notice to proceed for the construction to begin in early 2022. Next, yep. So there's two main components of this design amendment. One relates to Southwest 124th Half Street improvement design. And so I'll give you detailed maps showing both these areas in a couple slides from now. But basically it's to widen the 124th corridor to 52 feet from the center line. And so that requires all the design and construction associated with that half street improvement. So there's including the public utility easement dedication, the visual buffer, vegetation strip, a multi-use pathway, street trees, street lights, and new pavement and striping. And then similarly along Southwest Orr Drive, which is at now the north side of our water treatment plant, which again is a requirement of our building the water treatment plant. It involves a redesign of sidewalk and bike lanes to a 12-foot multi-use pathway and some upgrades to the stormwater system. Next. So a little bit of the history. So based on our understanding of the requirements that we would have to meet related to where we're at around the 60% design, we did not anticipate that this half street requirement would be imposed on us. And so both Dave Krask and myself were in multiple meetings with county staff, and because the WWSS property is tax exempt, they had really no mechanism to require us to do those half street improvements. And so that was our understanding as the project progressed from 60% to 90% design. However, in the process between that 60 and 90%, Sherwood became aware of the county's position on that, and through their existing code, for frontage improvements, they conditioned the Willamette program to actually design and construct those improvements along Southwest 124th Avenue. But again, by accepting these conditions, it allowed us to move forward with the land use approval which potentially could have been a very challenging endeavor. Next. And then with OrDrive, the design was progressed with full compliance with the existing Sherwood code. There were multiple, you know, ongoing discussions between our treatment plant staff and Dave and myself and others with the Sherwood's engineering manager and also with Washington County on 124th over the last year. But again, through the formal conditions of approval for the land use, the Sherwood actually required us to do something different than what was in their current code. And so, again, it helped us to be able to move forward with passing the land use process. Next. So this slide talks about what's the scope of requirements associated with the 124th Half Street improvements. And so there's a map in the upper right. The upper portion reflects the circular clear well and the treatment plant generally on the right side. OrDrive is above the treatment plant. It's kind of that gray strip that goes kind of left to right. And the 124th portion, though, is what's shown in red there. So it begins at OrDrive and extends south along our entire property boundary. And so there's different sections of that where we're doing the immediate construction on the east or right side of our treatment plant as part of that full 52-foot right-of-way development includes landscaped visual buffer. Once we move south beyond that, it's still a 52-foot wide section of improvements, but then it blends more into the native visual buffer. And then at the very south end, we need to transition into where the existing right-of-way is. And so when the county came through and constructed the 124th project a few years ago, they also built a retaining wall, and that's shown in purple. And the spacing on that ended up being a 49-foot distance from the center line to the edge of the right-of-way. And so at our very south end, we need to taper from that 52 feet to the 49-foot that the county had. So with all the things that are required includes developing an additional travel lane. And so in the middle of the slide there, you see just kind of a generic section of the roadway, and this would be looking south. And so that darker section shows where we're adding an additional southbound travel lane. There's also requirements for the planter strip, multi-use path, street lighting, which has electrical, you know, feeding that, the visual buffer out and the public utility easement outside of the right-of-way. And then the road section in the area of the existing retaining wall, we need to transition. And then there's all the associated stormwater improvements that go with building more impervious area. Next, please. And then with OrDrive, so this is a section that represents what we're planning to build now. But again, as a condition of the land use approval, which is different than their existing code, we have to combine our bike and sidewalk into a single multi-use pathway and some revisions to address stormwater. So next. So the slide here reflects all the different costs associated with this design impact. And, you know, also what's embedded in there is, again, over the last year, just the coordination that's required, not only with Sherwood, but Washington County, and a lot of support from our design team. And when you take that out, really the balance of the cost for this, it's about 20% on OrDrive redesign, and about 80% of the remaining costs were on related to 124th. OrDrive is more of, we already had sections developed, so there was less work involved. It really just requires modifying drawings, but in total about 75 drawings just based on how our site is laid out with our design package. It's laid out in a grid system because of just the complexity of everything that's going on kind of in the heart of the design. And so all the design sheets are set up that way. For 124th, again, there's about 75 drawings involved. However, these These are drawings that are basically more from scratch, including having to go out and do the initial survey to support this design work. Again, based on the different series of civil drawings, there's just a number of levels of different types of drawings to incorporate this in a consistent way with the rest of the design package. The table at the bottom shows our initial contract value with changes per amendments. And then the proposed amendment number 12, you can see that cost there with the breakdown by partner, resulting in a proposed modified contract value of just under $25 million. Again, as I mentioned early on, this is the kind of activity that falls under the criteria that we use and apply to management reserve. And so these funds are anticipated to be taken out of management reserve. Next, please. Slide that talks about schedule here. So these changes are expected to have no impact on future schedule. We expect to get the 100% design submittal in July of 2021 as originally planned. Next. And so the requested board action today is to approve an amendment in the amount of $705,226 with no contract term extension to CDM Smith, to the CDM Smith contract to provide additional design services for the water treatment plant 1.0 project of the Willamette Water Supply Program. Next, so that concludes my presentation, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mike. That was a nice presentation. My fellow commissioners, you folks have any questions?
No questions.
Commissioner Duggan, no questions.
Are there any other folks that might have a question for Mike? Mike, I have one hopefully small question, and it might be too early to ask this. So this is an increase only for the design portion. When we actually get to the construction portion, is that now also going to be more expensive than we had originally planned? Because now we've got to do a lot more work. And if so, do you have any estimate of what kind of an increase we'll be asking for that?
Yeah, this is for the design consultant contract. So it does not address the construction amount. So I'm gonna start answering that question, and then I'm just gonna ask Bill Vandeveer to correct anything that I get wrong. So I believe the total value of this work as actual construction along 124th specifically is on the order of about $3 million. But because of kind of just other adjustments through the course of the design, I think it only results, Bill, in just a net increase of $1 million. And then, Bill, I guess the question, and then just ask, I guess, is this also a drawn management reserve for the construction part? Or I guess I don't want to misstate that part. So I guess, Bill, first, did I get that right? And then just let you add on.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Judah and Commissioners. Mike, thanks for the prompt. This is Bill Vandeveer, Program Manager for the Willamette Water Supply Program. What Mike described is accurate, that we estimate the value of these required improvements to be about $3 million. And in the baseline update that we're in the process of preparing, there are some net additions and deductions to the water treatment plant project. And so we're anticipating the net value of this addition to be in the $1 million of construction cost range. I hope that's answering your question.
Yes, thank you. Could you speak to the fact of whether this will be taken out of management reserves at that time, or do you know yet?
I think we are not yet sure. It depends on other potential changes within the whole of the baseline, and we would call that out at the time the baseline is brought forward for your consideration.
Okay. Okay, so if I understood you correctly, that means in total, these new changes will actually be in the neighborhood of $1.7 million and not just $700,007.
I believe that is correct.
Thank you. One more time, are there any other questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to approve Amendment 12 to the WTP 1.0 design contract in the amount of $705,225.63 to CDM Smith for additional design services on the WTP 1.0 project of the Willamette Water Supply Program?
Mr. Chair, this is Commissioner Mitchell. So moved.
This is Commissioner Duggan, seconded.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve this. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell, aye.
Commissioner Duggan, aye.
All right, thank you. The motion carries. The next item on our agenda, Ms. Bennett will present the business agenda items planned for March.
Thank you, Chair Judah. All right, I will provide a brief overview of several of the items that we expect to have on the business agenda next month. Several items were also introduced last month, so I won't describe them verbally. However, I am happy to address questions on any of the items in the staff report. Our first item is adopt the MPE 1.2 resolution of need. Staff are ready to initiate one additional property acquisition for the pipeline section MPE Metzger Pipeline East 1.2, which is located along Shoals Ferry Road from Nimbus Avenue to Western. The program has progressed the design of this pipeline section to enable identification of property requirements for construction and long-term operation and maintenance of the pipeline. The pipeline was alignment was selected through an extensive alternatives evaluation, and the preferred location was selected based upon the best interests of the public and the least injury to private property owners. The proposed resolution will enable the initiation of the property acquisition process, including negotiation with the property owner and any other applicable interest holders. At the March board meeting, program staff will present the project area and easement need with a recommendation to the board to adopt the resolution of public necessity to allow staff to begin the process. Second item, adopt DCS, Distributed Control System 1.0, Sherwood Broadband Services Intergovernmental Agreement. To provide long-term communications capability between the water treatment plant and the raw water facilities projects, the program has selected an existing service provider, the City of Sherwood, which operates the Sherwood Broadband Network. Staff are working with the City of Sherwood to finalize an intergovernmental agreement detailing the services, cost, and conditions. At the March board meeting, staff will present the proposed intergovernmental agreement with a recommendation to the board to adopt it through resolution. The next few items I've previewed in the past, and so I'll just highlight them in name. Feel free to ask questions later. Adopting the WWSS Washington County Land Use and Transportation Master IGA Amendment 1. Adopting the PLM 4.1 Washington County Land Use and Transportation Construction Intergovernmental Agreement. Adopting the Reservoir 1 Washington County Grabhorn Road Realignment IGA. Approving the amendment to the water supply integration contract, and approving as the local contract review board or LCRB a special procurement for the distributed control systems project for panel fabrication services. I do have one late breaking additional item to share with you. Our eighth and final item is the WWSS and City of Beaverton construction IGA updates. The program and the City of Beaverton construction IGAs for the MPE Metzger Pipeline East 1.1 and Beaverton projects 1.1, as well as the Metzger Pipeline East 1.2 and Beaverton Pipeline 1.2 projects, will be brought back before the board to review updates to the agreement terms and the cost shares. Staff will provide an updated staff report describing the changes since this board acted on the draft agreements in October and November of 2020. And then make a recommendation for adoption through resolution. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Thank you, Joelle. Obviously, you need more items on your business agenda.
We'll work on that. Thank you.
All right. If there's no more questions for her, since I'm hearing none, the next information item on the agenda today is that our next regular board meeting is scheduled for March 4th, 2021 at 12 noon via dial-in conference due to the continuing COVID-19 restrictions. Our next agenda item, number 6, is communication and non-agenda items, and there are none scheduled today. If there are any that have come up at the last minute, can you indicate so now, please? Hearing none, I think we've wrapped up everything for today's meeting. So I will adjourn by thanking everybody for their hard work and continued efforts on this. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned.